producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Good time to get in touch with me, 855-993-7569. You can call me on your cell phone, your landline, or you ring your computer-based phone. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've come up with an issue that I need your help with.
Okay.
My husband, let's see, I had a bunch of visitors that were all from my side of the family this summer, and my husband is kind of protesting visitors for the holidays and wants to have the holidays just us. And I'm having a hard time telling my family that they can't come for the holidays. They're already kind of making plans to come to our place for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I tried negotiating, having my family come for Thanksgiving, having Christmas all to ourselves, and nothing just seems to make him happy. So I was wondering if you have any suggestions for
me. All right, let's go. Yeah, let me get a little bit more background first. How long have you guys been married?
5 years.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 33.
And how old is he?
39.
You guys have kids?
Yes, we have two children, one's 3 and one's 4.
Okay. Who'd you have this summer? Mostly your family, friends? What? Give me some idea.
Yeah, it was mostly my mother. She was off for 2 weeks, and she came and spent the whole 2 weeks at our house to spend time with the grandkids on her vacation. And so she was here for a while. I think that's what kind of got them burnt out to begin with. And then right after her, I had a cousin and her family come visit for a week. And then following her, I had my brother for a week. So he was, you know, stuck with visitors for, like, the whole month of, you know, a month between June and July.
Yeah,
and I know it kind of burned him out, and I was hoping he'd kind of get over it by the time the holidays rolled around and be ready for more visitors. And he just keeps saying, why can't it just be us? Why can't,
we
just have the holidays for ourselves?
Tell me what happened. What when you say burned out, are you a stay-at-home mom?
I work part-time, but only a few hours a week.
Okay, so what was the impact on him other than having people in the house?
I don't know.
Well, go ahead. Give me what you can, and then I'll ask you questions that may sort of narrow it down a little bit.
Sure. I will tell you this. I'm sure this has a big, part in it. My mom has been going through a difficult time. I actually called you a couple months ago because she decided to go into rehab for alcoholism, and I think that's when everything kind of came to a head, was those 2 weeks that she was here, and it was kind of emotional. He wasn't really in on that, but, we had a lot of talks, her and I, about how I thought she should maybe get some help, and then she finally decided to do it, and maybe he saw kind of the emotional strain I was going through and didn't like that part of it. But he kind of does his own thing. He goes and, watches TV, and he's involved in his own activities, so he's just kind of a quiet person in general. I didn't feel like it was impacting him that much. He kind of did his own thing while she was here.
Okay, but let's look at that. Let's assume for a moment that for purposes of this discussion that it did impact him. Okay, because that's how we're going to find a way out of this. You're assuming that it didn't means we're going to get no place. So did you spend less time with him? Was there less sex? Did you
probably
eat out
both.
More? Okay. Well, so now we know where to start, don't we? Which may be to say, hey, look, for Thanksgiving, let's talk about what you would, if it were up to you, what would you do for Thanksgiving? Is his family involved with you guys at all?
No, I mean, they are involved. They tend to come for Christmas, and that sort of thing, too. He's, flat out said, I'll just tell my family we're having our own holidays and tell them not to come, which I'm not quite sure when it comes down to it he would actually say that. But he, is adamant that if I tell my family no visitors, he'll tell his family no visitors.
Okay.
They're, kind of a separate part of the occasion. They come maybe once a year, usually around Christmas time, and he says he doesn't feel like seeing anybody, including them. So I don't think it's totally geared towards my family.
I think you're probably right. Right. So let's look. How far away does your mom live from you?
She's about 4 hours away, out of state.
All right. How far away does his family live?
They're even further. They're in Florida. So, yeah, they're they're quite a ways away, but they would, you know, have to fly. But when they do come, they tend to come for like 2 weeks. So I know that kind of wears them out too.
Okay. How about, here's and I'm going to walk you through several suggestions, and then you and I will negotiate it together from his point of view,
okay.
All right? So one of the possibilities is instead of having people come to you, that you mm-hmm. go to your family, which means you can go for like, well, Thanksgiving is usually not a very long period of time, but and maybe what we could do, let's make Thanksgiving. Would your mother and would your mom come for Christmas as well usually or not?
You know, she has one of those varying schedules with work, so she knows she can come for Thanksgiving. She's not so sure about Christmas. She usually comes around Christmas time,
okay.
And not always right over Christmas. Now, I will go ahead and tell you, he's adamant he wants to stay home. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants it to just be us at our house, and the kids have Thanksgiving at home and Christmas at home. Now, that makes it more difficult for you and your suggestions, but he wants it to be us at our house, not travel anywhere and only
okay.
us.
Okay, all right, so well, let's start Thanksgiving first, because that's, I mean, especially with two young
okay.
kids, I think traveling over Thanksgiving is just asking for trouble. So
right.
would sort of, what I would suggest to him is, for Thanksgiving, how about if we go out for Thanksgiving, you know, or we can
mm-hmm.
have two Thanksgivings. We can have Thanksgiving on either Sunday with just us and on Thanksgiving Day or vice versa. We'll invite Mom, we'll put her up at a hotel, and we'll go out for dinner. Okay?
Okay.
In exchange for which, I will have sex with you every night for the week before and the week after.
Okay.
And not only that, but I will get a babysitter, and you and I will go away for a long weekend between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, see? I could hear that. That might work. Right. So now, all right, so that one, because
yeah.
you don't want to let your mom travel on Christmas, put her up in a bed and breakfast. The bed and breakfast may have Thanksgiving, but so you have one Thanksgiving at your house where she comes so she doesn't feel completely out of sorts, and then you have the other Thanksgiving at a hotel or a restaurant, which is easier anyway, and basically that means that you'll be there and you'll have sex with him every night for the weekend or the week before, the week after, and you'll take him away for a long weekend between Thanksgiving and Christmas, number one. Okay, now we have to work, and that should probably work because he's getting, I mean, what you're doing is it's not only,
mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, it should be fun for both of you, but the idea being
right.
that you're acknowledging the fact that it is upset for him, that he really wants to spend time with you, that he loves the idea. He's not the extrovert that you are. And
right.
So, all right, and then for Christmas, the idea being, let's have Christmas just to ourselves. Because it sounds like you can
mm-hmm.
finish your mom on that. And if you decide, and then you can decide either you, the whole family's going to go to Florida for in January or whatever. Christmas, I would give him Christmas by himself. Because you can finesse your mom. He's willing to finesse his folks, which means then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And you do something with your mom in either January or February, and you go and see if he wants to. Because let him deal with his family. The issue is your
right.
family. And your mom,
right.
she's iffy about Christmas anyway. Thanksgiving will work. Christmas, he gets exactly as he wants. Thanksgiving, he gets a lot of sex and a lot of fun with you and more or less what he wants. And then he can negotiate with his folks about going to visit in Florida, and you can negotiate with your mom. Maybe you and your mom go, you know, and that'll be easy in January. Either you and the kids go to see Mom, or you and the kids, you know, she comes and you guys go away for a weekend or something. That's easy. So let him do
right.
Christmas. He gets Christmas exactly as he wants it. Your mom, you'll do the sex before, the sex after. You'll have one Thanksgiving if you want to cook. If you don't, just do it at
mm-hmm.
a restaurant.
Okay.
And you're not putting her up at the house. And that should work, all right?
Okay, we'll start there.
You know, and any time when I say, all right, this should work, try it out, and if it doesn't, call me back. And you can say, all right, this is what I tried. Although sometimes make sure, if you're going to call me back and say this didn't work, make sure you more or less approximated what I said. I mean, because people call, it didn't work. And I say, all right, what'd you do? Well, I didn't do what you told me to. Well, all right, then. All right, Tom. My dear, I'm going to give you a minute to just tell me what we're going to be talking about. Then I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'll give you as much time as you need. Is that fair?
Fair enough.
All right, so tell me what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, my girlfriend of about 3 months, we have a pretty good, we have a pretty strong relationship, meaning
okay.
a good connection. But I think over time, a little bit of trust issues ran into the problem.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I need to know a little bit of background. I need to know ages and how the two of you met and what the pattern has been over the 3 months, and I'll give you as much time as you need. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's exactly what Tom's done. Tom, you mentioned you'd been in a 3-month relationship. First of all, where did y'all meet?
We met online.
Okay.
Online dating service.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 55 and she's about going to be 53.
Okay. Do you live in the same city?
Yes.
Congratulations, that's a very good start. Okay, how often have you seen each other in the last 3 months?
Probably at least 3 times a week.
Okay, that's pretty much. Are the two of you sexual with each other?
Yeah, I mean, as far as that, the relationship in and out of the bedroom seemed very good.
Good.
That's what made it really work.
Good. So where's the problem?
Well, you know, I called her one night about a question, and when she answered it, she gave me an answer that was not even pertinent to the question. And so I asked her again, and she gave me the same answer.
What was the question?
We had both agreed to be off of the web, the dating site, or at least block our sites because our subscriptions kept running.
Right.
Okay. But she didn't block hers, and I blocked mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just wondering why she didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And her answer was that she basically didn't have the ability to get onto the computer, yet it was active. And so when I asked that question, and she didn't give me that answer, I just asked again, and eventually she said, "You're calling me a liar," and that pretty much ended that conversation.
Okay, how long ago was that?
About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, maybe.
So the two of you have been back in touch?
No, but what happens is there was a time of the day we used to text each other and call,
mm-hmm.
and so I do that, and when I call, she has like a music, you can listen to music while you're waiting to go to the voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And so she continually puts different songs on that relate to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where we stand, and that's where I'm at, so I'm just curious.
So have you, all right, so what's the current song?
Oh.
I just called to say I love you.
No.
Breaking up is hard to do.
No, just give me 1 second and I'll get to it. I wrote it down.
Well, I mean, it was sort of the general gist of it.
Yeah, the one is, the first one is, you can crash my party anytime. And then today's one is, if you want some.
Well, all right, it sounds to me a couple things. It sounds to me that she is not really ready to get off the website yet.
Can I interrupt you 1 second?
Absolutely.
She has now gotten off the website.
Okay. But, I mean, look. All right. Again, one of the questions is, how serious are you about this woman?
I'm very serious.
Okay. Then I think, going back, we can't undo, but we can at least learn, right?
Correct.
That most of us, it's kind of like when your mother said, "Have you gotten your homework done?" Well, it depends what you wanted to do. If you wanted to watch television, what you'd say is yes. If you wanted to go play with your friends, the answer was yes. And so that asking that question, most parents learn very quickly not to ask that question because you're asking to be lied to. There are different ways of getting the same information, which is saying, "Tom, look, I know you want to go to college or, you know, that you want to do well in this class, so when you get your homework done, why don't you just come and tell me?" All right? And that's a completely different approach than "did you get your homework done?" Because most people will lie if being honest is not going to get them where they want to go. Now, you could say, well, that's a fallible part of human nature, or, boy, that's really cynical, but it's true. So what we try and do is play the percentages when we're dealing with people, especially people that we care about. So saying what you might have done, because, and again, we can't undo, but things like this are likely to come up in any relationship, and whether you're online or not, saying, "Wow, you know, it's really interesting. I got off, I closed down my account, and I would just, I noticed that you haven't." And that's not a question, and it gives her a chance to then say, "Well, you know, I don't know how to do it." And you can say, "Well, you know, if you'd like my help, I'd be glad to help you." But the point is, for whatever reason, either she hadn't gotten around to it, or there's somebody else that is kind of waiting in the wings. We don't know what her reasons are, but you don't know what her reasons are at this moment either, because the way that you asked the question was confrontational enough that she lied to you, and then you picked up on the lie, and then she said, which everybody in the history of the world has done, of not only did you do this terrible thing, but then you lied about it. Well, everybody lies about it if they don't want to tell the truth. So you don't want to become the daddy to her naughty little girl in this, and that's unfortunately what happened. So what you need to decide at this moment is, number one, that was an inappropriate way to approach this. We're both adults, and all I had to do was be curious, not furious, and confronting somebody like that is not a way to get any dialogue going, because your real question is, wow, you know, I've closed down, you haven't, is there a reason for that? Are you not ready to be that committed? Which is a perfectly legitimate question, but it's not the one you asked. And so then she sort of did the, okay, caught in a lie kind of routine, which is, I can't believe you don't trust me, which every adolescent since Cain and Abel has slammed down at their parents' feet. So who wants to play that game? And you don't want to be her daddy. You don't want her to be the naughty little girl. So the first thing you probably need to do, assuming that you care about this woman, is to say there's a different way of dealing with this kind of information. All right? And when you're curious, be curious, not furious, and try not to confront people, and try not to put people in a position where they're going to lie to you, because they will. And then you get that double kind of whammy. But, you know, if you'd said to me, I'm going to ask her why she hasn't closed this down, or I'm going to tell her that I know she hasn't closed it down, and I'm going to make her tell me why, I'd say, you know, Tom, you're not going to get anything useful about this. The question is, gee, are you not really ready to be committed to us being exclusive? Because, you know, I get it. One person is always slightly ahead or slightly behind the other person. I mean, that's just one of the true downsides of internet dating is the shopping mentality of, well, and not to mention the kind of cheapskate mentality of, well, I already paid for it, I might as well see what happens. And my guess is that the answer is relatively benign, but you never got to it because you got into this silly skirmish. All right, so the first thing, if you're interested in her, is to call up and say, you know what, I didn't mean to put you on that spot. I didn't mean to be the naughty daddy. And so, you know, if I have a question in the future, I'm going to figure out a way that I don't sound like the Spanish Inquisition. Do you want to go and have coffee? And then you have some issues to talk about, which is, where are we in this relationship? 3 months is not a very long time. It takes, I would say, 6 to 9 to 12 months to even know if somebody is, I mean, you know, three times a week for is a lot. I mean, that's what, about 30 dates or something. But you've got new sex, which is going to complicate things as well. But you've got some legitimate questions, but why have you not shut your website down? It's probably not the way to get any of the answers you want. So, sort of, I mean, you don't have to say, I was wrong per se, but you can say, you know, I'll figure out better ways for us to have discussions. But and do I think she's being an idiot by putting songs on her phone rather than calling up and saying, hey Tom, can we talk about this? Yes, but maybe by you calling her up and saying, look, let's figure out better ways of communicating with each other and seeing if this relationship has any legs to it. But both of you can certainly be a little bit more transparent. I'll put you on hold, see if you have any other questions about this, but let's figure out better communication style if the two of you like each other, and if not, let's figure out better communication styles anyway. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm talking with Tom, who's been in a three-month relationship that was really going pretty well until he noticed that she was still on the Internet, and he is not. And I think we would both agree that you didn't handle it in your most diplomatic way.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, okay. He proved that point to me. So
yeah. Well, and look, the idea is not to beat you up. The idea is just for you to learn that.
No, I appreciate that.
The confrontation almost always means body parts littered beside the road. I mean, it's just not a useful technique. Being curious of saying, "Gee, I was just curious about why this was going on." you know, or how this happened, or even, gee, do you need any help figuring out how to put it down, or are you ready to do this, or any of those kinds of things. But I think the issue is we're kind of beyond that now of what do you want to do, and it sounds to me that the two of you could really use some basic communication skills in terms of her being a bit more forward and saying, gee, Tom, I think you're great, but I'm, you know, I just like to sort of finish out this, you know, this iteration and just make sure that you're really the one. You know, I wouldn't sleep with anybody other than you, and for whatever her reasons, or to say, look, I've done this before, and you know, guys say they're off, but they have another side, or whatever. I mean, the point is, you have no information. Now, she is admittedly kind of as lousy at this as you are, to be quite honest, and that she could have been forthcoming. She could have, when you said, how come you didn't take your thing down, have said, look, Tom, I'm just not quite ready to do that. I think you're great, but or anything. And instead of
right,
you know,
and I appreciate that, and I get what you're driving at.
Well, and neither of you did a great job. The question is, where do you want to go from here?
Well, I'm trying to. One, I'm not being able to get through. So, I mean, I can leave a voice message, and that's what I'm trying to say is, what should I say? And then the follow up to that is, let's ask that one first, and I do have a follow up.
Okay, so
if you could help me with that, because I mean, I've already made this mistake, so I've
got
one more.
No, I got it. All right, so pretend I'm her machine. What do you want to say to me?
Well, I realize that you know, asking that type of question, I handled it very poorly.
All right, well, let's do a little better than that. I mean, I think that's true. But what if we said, look, I think you're great, and I think I may have gotten my little macho feelings hurt a little bit. But I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I would really love an opportunity for us to chat about where both of us are in the relationship right now.
Okay.
Okay, because I think...
Do you think, with this, here's my question, is with the song thing, she's still somewhat interested, or...
I would think so. I mean, but again, I'm not crazy about relationships that are running on tea leaves, right? I mean, the two of you, you made it very clear where you were, but you did it in such a hostile fashion that... And we don't know... Look, none of us sprang from the head of Zeus fully armored. So let's say that she had, a guy that she dated either online or was married to or in high school who kind of was overbearing to her. It's going to bring all that back. Now, that's the point of adulthood. That's the point of therapy. That's the point of my program. We don't have to get locked in the past. But and look, she's a grown-up human being. She's 50-some years old. And if she can't pick up the phone and say, Tom, you know, I really didn't appreciate you behaving that way, but I was actually a turkey as well. What is this sending songs? So do I think she's giving you an opening? Yeah, but I think that's not how grown-ups communicate. And so what I would do is ignore the songs and do what your heart would tell you to do probably anyway if your pride didn't get in the way. And, you know, pride and 4.5
no,
bucks
I'm
to buy you a cup of coffee.
Fine.
No, I got it. So just call
up
and say...
More to do what I think I need to do.
I would just call up and send her an email or send her a text or whatever, however the two of you communicate. And certainly, face-to-face is better than an email. An email is better than a text. A text is better. You know, phone call is probably better than an email. I mean, there's the hierarchy. You want as much interaction as possible. But if she's not going to take your phone call, I mean, just call up and say, you know, I apologize for being a bit overbearing. I think I'm just, you know, a little. I really think this relationship has some potential, and I would love to talk about it, and then see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
And so if I don't get a response within should I keep texting? I usually text her in the morning. I just used to text her a good morning text.
Well, I would. You've got to be careful. It's a fine line between. So have you texted her at all since the blow up?
Yes.
How many times?
Three times. Each morning in the last 3 days. I gave it about a week.
Yeah, all right. I'd leave one message and then I'd let it go and see what she does. I mean, the next move is hers.
Okay.
Because you don't want to set up that pattern that says that she has a temper tantrum and then you kind of come after her. You know, I mean, if she's a dance away lover, we don't want to. You know, if she's a dance away lover, you want to know it now, not 6 months from now.
Right.
So give it, you know, look, I apologize. You know, I think I'm very enthusiastic about you and was really looking forward to going forward together. And I guess I got my feelings hurt a little bit. I'd love to talk about this. Give me a call. And then I'd back off and see what she does. Because if she's not willing to take her responsibility for the fact that she acted like a turkey, this relationship has no legs.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Look, that's almost a textbook of how not to run a relationship, right? We don't do tea leaves. We don't take on sinners in the hands of an angry God. We sort of try and be our most reasonable, interesting, curious, non-judgmental self. At least at the beginning, folks. I know. But, I mean, how you set up a relationship is how it's going to go. Sue Ellen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm in kind of a bit of a mental jam here. My parents are... Well, up until recently, my mother was in extremely good health, but she was recently diagnosed with cancer, and so she's been doing the chemo stuff, and my dad, he just seems to get, he hasn't been, like, diagnosed with anything like a dementia, but, like, he's in such a rapid decline, and my mother doesn't really talk to his doctors about it. She just, point.
Let me get a little more information. How old are your parents?
In their mid-70s.
Okay. Okay, do they live close to you or not close to you?
They live really close to me, and that kind of became... Well, I was kind of just at mom's beck and call, like, just there, like, every day, like, all day. Either I was at a treatment with her, or I was just constantly there, and it wore me out quicker than you could friggin' wink, and, I would...
Okay. Look, it's scary to have a parent deteriorate. It's certainly time consuming, but it's also, you know, if it were your next door neighbor or you were doing this as a volunteer for somebody, it would still be tiring, but not nearly as emotionally burdensome. I mean, having a parent deteriorate is really, I mean, it's a predictable part of adulthood, but it doesn't make it any less traumatic. When was she diagnosed?
At the beginning of the summertime.
Okay. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have one, and he literally came out and said, I see how other families go, that whoever does, like, all the work, they never get anything, so I'm going to play the card of not doing anything and see how it works out for me in the will. He literally said that to my mother.
What a snot. Well,
yeah.
Look, I mean, I'll tell you a quick story, and then I'll give you the rest of the segment. I actually had a friend, still have a friend, whose mother lived to be, I don't know, her late 90s, and she had an older brother and a younger sister. And she ended up, and I knew her fairly well, and she was always complaining about having to deal with her mother's caregiver and her mother, and she was always exhausted, and she had to go over there. And I at one point said to her, look, at some point, your mom's going to die because she's in her 90s, and what you're going to feel is some sorrow because you're going to miss her, but you're also going to have a sense of satisfaction that you took care of her, and neither your brother nor your sister are going to have that. Fast forward a couple of years, and she called me up and she said, I want to thank you. And I said, well, you're welcome. For what? And she recalled the conversation, and she said, both of them are distraught, and, you know, I'm okay. I mean, I miss my mom, and I certainly, but I know I did it. I was a good daughter. I did everything, and neither of them have that comfort. And I didn't realize how much a difference it was going to make. So, I mean, your brother is being a complete jerk. But that's his. There's nothing you're going to be able to do about that. Are you single or married?
I'm married with two kids, and my house is an absolute disaster. And
okay. Well, let's figure out how you can help your parents and not... I mean, you're taking the role of a caretaker is a tough role. They put you on hold. We come back, and you can ask me your specific question, and I'll help you through this, all right? We've got not only the next segment, we've got a whole other hour, so I'll give you as long as you need. All right, John, you'll be after Sue Ellen. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. ¶¶
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Sue Ellen, who's got parents who are aging, a mom who's always been in good health who was diagnosed with cancer at the beginning of the summer, and a dad who seems to be deteriorating before her eyes, and an unhelpful brother who's decided he's going to run a social experiment of not doing anything and seeing if it affects his placement in the will. But Sue Ellen, and look, he's going to have to deal with himself, and he knows that this is a really crummy way to behave. So I think you just take him out of the equation, unless there's something specific you want to assign him to do, which he may or may not be willing to do. But
he's never been able to rely on him in the past.
So the likelihood of being able. I mean, if you had, for example, well, let's. How old are your children?
13 and 8.
Okay. What are the tasks that are most tiresome for you right now with respect to your folks?
Well, I guess the really hard part about it is, like, he has no, I can't think of a word. I'll go over there and you get an anatomy lesson every time because he's, like, everything would just be out and... You know what I mean? He'll be, like, asleep on the couch and his urinal jug's in one hand and his, you know, junk's kind of sitting there. And, I mean, just that alone is like, oh, my God. Like, I can't just pop in with my kids because he...
Well, I mean, look, Sue Ellen, this is life and maybe not life.
I know,
Sue Ellen, the kids are going to be much less upset about it than you're going to be. It's their grandpa. And they probably, you know, I mean, if they don't know about male anatomy, I'm not sure that that's
exactly
the way to learn.
Well, no, they've already seen stuff. We went over one day, and Grandpa was just kind of stretched out in the nude on the couch, and it's just I.
All right, let me get some. Look, I think the issue at this moment is not your kids.
It isn't.
They'll be
but
okay.
My problem is like, just what do I say to my mom? Like, I haven't been over there in a few days, and I've just kind of almost been in the fetal position of just like it's.
Well, what is it that's
depression
that's
or
so
whatever? I don't know what do I say to my mother next? Of like to explain my absence.
Well, I think you're going to not be able to be absent. I mean, you don't want to get into your brother's mode.
No, for these like few days that I haven't been over there.
Well,
like,
why did you decide not to go over?
Because I was just like crying all the time and just like.
Right. Well, let's look at that. What is the? I mean, she's been in treatment for 4 months, more than that, 5 months, 4 or 5 months.
Well, a lot of it was like getting the diagnosis and getting a second opinion and all that kind of thing.
What was the critical mass? What tipped you over the edge the last couple of days? What was the problem?
Between like being just worn out and scared to death and.
Okay. Well, just tell her that you just needed. First of all, if you're going to be gone for a couple of days, I think what you need to do is tell her ahead of time. Just say, "Mom, look, I need a day, you know, to just kind of get some errands done. I'm really far behind." And you could certainly call her on the phone. That there are ways of keeping in touch. It sounds like your parents.
I know. I just didn't want to like break down on the phone and.
Well, look, that may not be a terrible idea. I mean, that because it gives her the role of mom back, of comforting you. And she's right now feeling probably as frightened as you are. She's got a husband who's deteriorating. It sounds to me that you need... Do your parents have... It sounds like they have some money. If your brother's
No,
still,
they don't.
Well, they don't have anything at all?
Not really that I know of.
Well, you need to find out. Because, look, with this level of deterioration, with your dad falling apart on you... And your mom ill, and your brother sort of opting out, somebody needs to know what's going on. For example, is the mortgage being paid? Is the electrical bill being paid? You don't need them to be evicted for non-payment.
Well, I know the mortgage was paid off years ago.
Well, but they probably still have taxes. Somebody needs to know what's going on here, and it sounds like it's going to be you. So you're going to have to put on, look, I think in terms of the day-to-dayness, that you may be able to get some help. If they're in their 70s, they're probably eligible for, I never remember if it's Medicare or Medicaid, whatever it is. And it's possible that
they have that stuff.
Okay. And it's possible you can get a healthcare worker in there, whether it's a visiting nurse or somebody in, to help your mom and certainly to deal with your dad. It sounds like you need an evaluation on your dad about whether or not he can stay at home and have your, because it sounds like your mom taking care of him is going to be iffy. I mean, this is scary stuff, our parents getting older and needing help.
But I mean, you can't put them on an ice floe and send them off. So this is, and it's going to fall to you. And you're speaking of your 13-year-old and your 8-year-old, they're going to learn how to treat you by how you deal with your mom. So you need to figure out, first of all, if there's any money. Because money allows you to hire somebody, for example, a healthcare worker, to come in and make sure that they're being fed, for example, to help maybe get your father dressed at least in the morning, to see about your mom taking her medication. It doesn't mean that it all has to be you, but it probably has to be somebody. So if mom and dad have some savings bonds or some stocks or some whatever, and you need to know that, if they don't have a will, they probably both need a will. I mean, your brother is kidding about it, I assume, but that's an important thing to have. Your parents are not probably going to get a whole lot healthier or a whole lot wiser in the next decade or so, which means that you need to know this stuff. You need to know what their house is worth, whether it makes sense to think about putting them in some less expensive housing if their house is worth a lot, so they have some extra money to make their lives a little easier. You need to know what's going on. And the day-to-day, the actual making of meals or cleaning up of bathrooms or vacuuming of houses or whatever, you know, putting people to bed or even taking people to doctor's appointments may be less valuable in the long run if you can pay someone to do that, so you're not exhausted all the time. But kiddo, there's nobody else, so it's going to fall to you. And being overwhelmed by it is not going to help the situation at all. What you need to do is make up a list of things that you need to find out, including will, life insurance policies, what their insurance covers, whether what they have in the bank, what is all these kinds of things, because this is going to make a huge difference. And you're going to be the one who, I mean, it sounds like the good news about your mom is that she's physically a bit impaired but mentally okay. Your dad's exactly the opposite, so which means that you and your mom are going to have to make decisions together for your mom and your dad. But things aren't necessarily going to get any better if you wait them out, so you might as well make up the list. And there are websites that can help you with this. But, I mean, you're not a stupid woman. The idea of sort of being there for your parents all the time is unrealistic. You're going to be able to help some things, and some things you're going to have to designate for somebody else. If they're active in a church group, it may be that you can get somebody to come and visit, or take your mom to the hospital, or take your mom to the doctor's appointment, or just spend some time with them. But you need to make up a list of exactly what they need, what you need, and what information you need. Because it's going to fall to you. And being overwhelmed. Yeah, your parents at some point are going to die, as most of our parents are. The likelihood of us preceding our parents into death is not very high. Tell you what, you think about this. I'll put you on hold. We'll come back. Sue Ellen will get to you, and John will get to you as well. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.